Talk to us about Dr. Fogg Allen. He died in September 1974.
Dr. Allen had a great record at Kansas in basketball, but he meant more to the game than just as a coach. Years ago, national champions were not determined with tournament play, but the Helms Foundation in Los Angeles picked a national champion. And in 1922 and 1923, Kansas was declared national champions under Dr. Allen. Later, Doc won the national championship in 1952. He was the head coach for 38 years. He was bigger than life. He started the National Association of Basketball Coaches because he thought coaches should be the guardians of the game. He was instrumental in getting basketball into the Olympics. He was a great, great man. Had a lot of sayings that I still use today, even though I didn't have the privilege of working with him. He was still there when I was there. In fact, we named our Most Valuable Player Award for C. Fogg Allen Award.
His nickname, Fogg, came from what?
The loudness of his
voice.
Yes.
He was a baseball umpire, I think, too, wasn't he?
He coached football. He was coaching three teams at one time. He was coaching Haskell Institute, he's coaching Baker University, and coaching the University of Kansas.
Is it true his 590 wins are the most of any coach in the Kansas basketball program? 590?
Yes. Yeah, he had the most wins.
He lettered in baseball, basketball, played under James Naismith, the inventor of the game. I mean, he was a giant of giants, wasn't he?
He was a giant of giants. You need to go to KU. Outside of Allen Fieldhouse is his statue. Inside, there's a big banner that warns people, beware of the fog, to the visiting team. So you still feel his presence. Even when I was the head coach, he would come in just before the game would start, up in the first row of the balcony. It is almost as if, okay, you can start the game. Doc Allen's here. That kind of presence that everybody knew when he came in.
Was he intimidating to you?
I had played for Oklahoma against Kansas. In fact, we beat them in Hoke Auditorium in 1951. So we were sort of proud of Oklahoma basketball. So I wasn't in awe of Kansas basketball when I went there until I realized the history of the place. Dr. Naismith, Dr. Allen was famous as a locker room orator. I mean, his teams were motivated and they came to play.